Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone. So we are here again at Munting Agama, Natural Divine Art Shine of Healing, or Landas ng Lai, right here in San Jose del Monte, Bulacan. And I just want to make a comment. It's already the 18th of May, and I had a wonderful birthday celebration. So it started by the 9th of May, on the sunset, that I did a ritual. Then on the next day, I've been to the cemetery to pay respect to my mother. And then at night time, me and Lakay traveled to Kinakin, Banawe, Fugao to attend a special ritual which is called Rupi. Although I already posted a video there, and there is a comment on those that we have shared our video about the ritual dress, because at that moment, the mumbaki or the presiding priest who conducted the ritual are not on their ritual dress. Is it important for us to have a ritual dress? And during those days, I've heard people would expect that a mumbaki wears a ritual dress. Though what I found is this, there is two reasons. The mumbaki are cultural bearers. It is very important for them to bear or to wear the ritual dress. Though having a ritual dress doesn't signify any spirituality. So I found it problematic for those culture bearers because people expect them to be in full colors. Such as for me, as a Corellian and as Munting Agama, if you will notice, I always wear what is comfortable to me, even here on doing vlog. And sometimes vlogging every day is problematic to me because what I should wear, because every time you will see me on the same clothes. Though I'm glad that I'm not that on a daily basis. Right now, before we are having a schedule, but now, because I'm too busy, I had this na parang occasionally I should do a vlog, But this is just a commentary on what should a person wear. Should clothing be essential towards our spirituality, I remember one time when I was a Bible Baptist, We are wearing barong, we are wearing coat and tie, And when we try to invite people to go to our church before, they refuse, because they don't have clothes. They don't have clothing the same as that we wear, It seems that most of the churches wanted people to wear beautiful clothing, a formal attire. And this limits the people, because most of them, they just only have t-shirts, they have only ordinary dress, or sometimes they don't wear at all except for their pants and undergarments, And it should not be the focus of spirituality that when you go to a church or when you go to a ritual, that there should be a ritual garment, And people also misunderstood us, when we do rituals before. Because we encourage people to wear their indigenous attire, Why is the reason for that? Since we as Binabaylan, as Mumbaki, as Catalonian, we are cultural bearer. And at this present age, the culture and tradition of our ancestor is almost near to be forgotten. If a ritual leader, a shaman, a babaylan, a mumbaki, performs a ritual, it means that it's not only that we are doing or serving the spirit through that ritual, but we are also implanting to the psyche of the participant about the importance of our culture and tradition. And it could be triggered through the clothing. But there are types of ritual that does not need to wear the clothing, such as on the purpose of the ritual. And the past ritual that we have attended as performed by the Mumbaki, they intend the community participation, the unity of the community. So if you intend that a people will wear a ritual dress or colorful clothing, well, they might be discouraged to participate. The goal is to attract people, to join the people, and to share their own life, whoever they are. And that's why, if you will see on the ritual, there are many different types of people that that attended and have shared themselves by doing pounding rice, by doing yung paghihimay ng ano ng rice and everything, no? So it doesn't matter if you wear colorful clothes, because if you wear colorful clothes, you will be limited in terms of working, in terms of participating to the ritual. So the importance of spirituality is to have our internal or inner attire to be dressed up. Our clothes might be colorful to the eyes of the people, but since we are serving the spirit, the divine creator, our soul must be also be coated in colorful radiation or vibrations. It is important that our soul is our own dress to radiate, that will call on the attention of the divine spirits. And how could we do that, no? How could we do that if our soul is bounded on the earth level, on the mundane level? Probably the spirit will be not be attracted, because each one of us is just like a light, a spark of light on a candle. Remember the importance of hilot. In hilot, we apply oil to the body of the person, because that body is the vessel of the spirit, and the spirit that is within us is the fire, the light. So if we are in good condition, we are burning with passion. We are parang radiating our own light, no? But when you are sick, people will see that your light is dim. So the one that gives us light is our soul, and our soul is the one that feels and that gives vibration to the people. But when our soul is outside of our body, we are dead, and we are tend to be forgotten. But the light that we have right now, the dress that we are wearing right now, like this one, is just a temporary, no? It will fade away. But the one that will never fade away is our soul. So keep fueling your soul with spiritual activities, that it may shine more, no? It may shine more. So what kind of spiritual activity that we could fuel our soul, no? Some of you will say prayer, some of you will doing meditation, but for me, much better is to serve other people, to share your love to other people, being compassionate, praying for peace. By making the world at peace, it will light up your own soul. It will help you to radiate and to be more attractive to the divine spirit. And with that, no, with that activity, you can expect blessings from the divine. So this is all for now. I hope you like this short video. Actually, it was 8 to 9 minutes, no, or more. So if you like this video, kindly give me a thumbs up and make comment below. So until then, mayari na. Pag-asa din. Bye!